Occasional Radio Episode 139. If you're not making mistakes, you probably aren't learning anything. Waiting for the plates by the coffee dispenser.
The other day I saw a photo where you could see the Calatrava Bridge being transported on a barge under the Rialto Bridge. It reminded me of those photos when you brought the five-color Speedmaster here. It looked the same.
We're still asked how the machine made it here. Many of those who come to oversee the printing can't believe the sight of the Speedmaster when they enter the press room.
Has the job changed a lot since it arrived?
Not particularly. It's become standardized in the pre-printing stages. But consider that the conformation of the offset printing machine and the rollers is the same that was used in 1986.
So, printing and inking back then was identical to today.
That's right. Only a few steps have been touched by automation, especially in the production of the plates, but the rest is left to the sensibility of the worker.
And what's changed?
It's no longer enough to simply have the tools to print, everything has become more complicated depending on requests.
The printer used to be a bit like a doctor, you had to trust his experience. Then, with the arrival of computers, everyone became graphic designers.
It's like those who go to the doctor having already self-diagnosed on the internet.
Even if you are an expert in your work, some things are still subjective. Take color for example. If you look at it under this light, it will look different from how you see it outside. Often you have to have a client's head and eyes. Not easy.
The funny thing is, for this project we had to try and understand together how to twist the process.
You're right, but in any case, we had to fix and create what we had in mind, without the certainty of a result.
too picks up the sheets printed earlier.
In the end, do you like them?
The more I look at these pages, the more they seem so out of our comfort zone. I find it hard to know if I like them or not.
I like it.
I like it too.
I think I've grown fond of the process and the story that's built up. It's a bit like looking at a family album, all the times we came here, the mistakes, the testing, the chatting.
The printing press rolls empty. Printer 3 loads a bundle of waste sheets.
The plates and tools are ready on the cart. There is a bucket, sponges, new gloves, and a new box of concealer.
Great.
Also, here's a new brush. I tried to cut the tip to make it more abrasive. Are we good on the color?
Sure. Could you get the samples from the other pages to compare them?
Here are the previous signatures. I checked, and we have 100 of each. Maybe a few more. I don't remember exactly.
Right. We need to make 100 copies. No binding, just fold and cut.
Printer 2 browses the samples. Printer 1 prepares the color and compares it to the swatch.
Do you still use concealer when printing?
Every now and then we use it. For example, if by chance a slab falls to the ground and is marked. Once, it was used a lot, now, practically never. For this reason, it is also difficult to find concealer on the market.
Were there more problems with the plates?
Many. UV light was used while engraving the plates, and the bromograph caused many impurities. The hardest thing to get rid of was the marks of the tape used to stick the film. Sometimes mosquitoes would get stuck, especially in summer.
I was reading a very interesting article recently about a class that a certain Muriel Cooper held at MIT in the early 70s. She had called it Visible Language Workshop. She believed in the importance of appropriating production tools in the designer's work and overcoming the distinction between author, designer, and printer. So she got MIT to install a printing machine.
In fact, we get the most interesting outcomes when the designers involve us in their process and are curious about how things are produced. As in this case, where the pages are not produced from a file but from the work made directly on site, producing an outcome you cannot predict nor control.
This work reminds me of when we were printing for Emilio Vadova. He would scratch the plates using forks and knives and other things he would bring from the studio. Sometimes he would print the same sheet over and over, or recycle other people's works to create new ones.
When was that?
Early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. I remember that he would come to us mainly to print his large-scale works. Also find it fascinating because, in any case, it remains within an industrial production. There is an intervention within the process, using its tools to achieve something that's the opposite to normal.
I like to see that the marks come directly from the work on the plate with the tools that are in the typography. It almost seems to use the press to exorcise the anxiety of perfection and control that's with us every day.
I am reminded of an old Greek proverb. I don't remember it exactly, but it basically goes like, a wound can be healed only by the same weapon that inflicted it. To undermine a certain logic, you have to try to use the same basis that created that system.
We should Google it and print it on the back cover. The plates are ready. You can insert them in the machine.
I don't know if I have already asked you, but how did this work come about?
2 years ago, out of a conversation with Benjamin. He showed me some tests he had done scribbling the plates with a marker.
Quite right. The marker had a short duration on the plates because the ink would melt with the water and create a strange effect.
After seeing the tests with the marker, I started thinking it would be interesting to try other tools to hack the process.
Remember the first time Benjamin was here? He climbed on the machine to draw on the plates with a marker. It was the first time we printed something that didn't come directly from the computer.
Just seeing how we can approach the press and, in some way, use it in an incorrect way and change what it was created to do. I believe this will to question is part of interesting research. Even more interesting is if it's part of a shared, choral process.
I like to think that people, by coming to print here, form a community. The printing house is not only the place where you work, but it becomes a place of knowledge.
The press starts to churn out the first copies. Printer 1 takes some sheets from the first bundle and places them on the workbench. The machine stops again.
Come see. In my opinion, you have deleted too much.
Or the concealer had to be washed first.
It's better if we redo the plates. What do you think?
Definitely yes.
I'm calling the pre-press.
Although it is not the first time, you never know what comes out.
A bit like life. After all, obvious things are not fun.
Perhaps the funny thing about all of this is that we used concealer even though there was nothing to correct.
Usually when you print, you add. Here, we subtracted and at the same time obtained color.
Center 4 comes in with the new plate.
Shall I put it here? I added the background color as usual.
Thanks.
Did I already tell you about the drunk old man who drives home and gets pulled over by the cops?
No, but now let's go to lunch. Let's continue later.